God is moving.
Jumal liigub
in Estonia. Do you believe
Eestis.
It?
Eestis, kas usud seda?
Amen. Just one person believes it. That's great.
Üks inimene usub, see on päris hea.
Do you believe God is moving in Estonia?
Kas usud, et Jeesus, Jumal liigub Eestis?
Amen. Church, would you do me a favor?
Kas te teeksite mulle ühe teene?
Would you just smile?
Kas sa võiksid naeratada?
As much as you can.
Täna nii palju kui sa suudad.
Pull out all the teeth.
Näita kõik oma hambaid.
Really just smile for me. Just go ahead and hold it for like 10 seconds.
Oi, right?
Just
go. Oi, seda naeratust 10 sekundit kuskil.
Just hold it. Keep holding it.
Yeah, oia veel. Yeah.
Maybe even laugh a little bit.
Võib-olla natuke naera isegi.
Great, fantastic. Now look at the person next to you with a big smile.
Naerata oma naabrile.
Fantastic. I want people to enjoy church.
Ma tahaks, et inimesed nautiksid koguduses olemist.
I want us to enjoy it.
Ma tahaks, et me kõik nautiksime siin olemist.
And I believe church is extremely exciting.
Ma usun, et kogudus on väga ekstreemselt huvitav.
You never know what's going to happen.
Sa ei tea kunagi, mis Jumal teeb.
And I think we should be excited to be here.
Ma arvan, peaksime olema põnev, et olla siin.
Do you know when you smile?
Kas sa tead, et kui sina naeratad?
Even if it's a fake smile.
Isegi kui sa sunnid seda naeratust välja.
Your brain can't tell the difference.
Siis su aju tegelikult ei saa aru sellest.
So it releases chemicals anyway.
Ta laseb need kemikaalid kehasse niikuinii.
And it makes you happy.
Ja see teeb sind rõõmsaks sisemiselt.
So if you're ever having a bad day,
sul on väga halb päev,
look at yourself in the mirror,
vaata ennast peeglist,
and just smile
ja siis naerata,
for like a minute.
Mingi minuti jooksul.
And then you'll feel better.
Ja siis tunned ennast paremini.
Sometimes I think all we got to change is our smile.
Mõnikord me lihtsalt peame olema naeratuse suhtes midagi muud.
Because you know God's in a good mood today,
kas
right?
Tead, et Jumal on lihtsalt heas tujus.
God is excited to be
ta
here.
Ta on põnevil täna siin olla.
He is desperate to move amongst us.
Ta igatseb liikuda meie seas.
And I just want us to be excited
ma
about
it. Me olema ka selle suhtes põnevil.
Wow, what an exciting time in Estonia.
Milline täna põnev aeg siin täna olla.
We've seen some great things happen this weekend.
Me oleme selle nädala lõpul juba vägevaid asju näinud.
God has blessed us.
Jumal on õnnistanud meid.
Young people are healed.
Noored inimesed on terveks saanud.
Young people have given their life to Jesus.
Nad on oma elu Jeesusele andnud.
Young people have been set free from the hold of the enemy.
Noored on vabaks saanud vaenlase kinni hoidmistest.
And amazing things are happening.
Ja vägevad asjad on sündinud juba.
But I'm excited to be in Toompea church.
Ma olen põnevil olla siin Toompea kirikus täna.
Tere. Tere. It's exciting. Wow. Do you know what? I'm going to change my preach. Is that all right?
Ma muudan oma kõne.
Sorry about the Bible verse. I apologize. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I feel very prompted by God, just like I did then. And I want to step into that.
Ma kogen, et Jumal juhib mind täna hommikul teises suunas sõnumi suhtes.
Can I just talk to you?
Kas ma võin sinuga jagada
about the power of prayer?
Palve väe kohta.
I want to raise the bar.
Ma tahan tõsta ühe standardi.
And raise our faith.
Ja tõsta ka meie usu.
To believe.
Et uskuda.
That when we pray,
et siis kui me palvetame,
amazing things can happen.
Võimsad asjad võivad juhtuda.
Recently we've seen an amazing thing happen in our youth ministry.
Me oleme hiljuti oma noorte töös Inglismaal näinud vägevaid asju juhtumas.
I hear it's similar in Estonia.
Ma kuulen, et sarnased asjad toimuvad ka Eestis.
We have a lot of young people.
Meil on palju noori inimesi.
Who struggle with anxiety.
Kes maadlevad närvilisusega, ärevusega.
And they struggle with depression.
Ja nad maadlevad depressiooniga.
And some of them are self-harming.
Mõned on endast lõikunud isegi.
And I hear it similar in Estonia.
Ja ma isegi kuulen, et Eestis on sarnased lood.
And God told me, he spoke to me.
Jumal kõnetas mind.
And said, Liam, I want you to pray that these people are healed.
Jumal ütles, et Liam, ma tahan, et sa palvetad, et need inimesed saaksid terveks.
Now, I know that God can do the impossible, right?
Ma tean, et Jumal võib teha võimatut.
I know it in my head.
Ma tean seda oma peas.
But do I really believe it?
Aga kas ma tõeliselt usun seda?
Do I really believe if I pray for somebody?
Kas ma tõeliselt usun seda, et kui ma palvetan kellegi,
who is struggling with depression,
kes maadleb depressiooniga,
that they could be changed and transformed.
Et nad võiksid täiesti muudetud ja transformeeritud saada.
Because surely people like that, they
kindlasti inimesed, sellised inimesed,
they need like counseling.
Nad ju raudselt vajavad nõustamist.
They need to go and see somebody.
Nad peavad kellegi juurde minema.
They need their pastor to call them every day.
Nad vajavad, et need pastor eestlaks neile iga päev.
That can't be fixed surely in a moment.
Et see ei saa ju terveks saada mingi ühe momendiga.
Can it?
Kas saab?
Has anyone ever doubted
kas keegi on kunagi
that God can do what he said he can do before?
Et Jumal võib teha, et mida ta on lubanud teha.
Anybody? Okay, this lot are holy.
See piirkond on siin väga püha.
They're like, never.
Nad mõtlevad,
never
et ei,
doubted.
Me ei ole kunagi kahenud.
Have you ever just doubted that he can do what he said he can do?
Kas sa oled kunagi kahenud, et selles, et Jumal võib teha seda, mida ta on lubanud teha?
It's a struggle sometimes to believe.
See on üks maadlus teine kord, et uskuda üldse.
But do you know that Jesus said to his disciples?
Kas tead, et Jeesus ütles oma jüngritele?
When he was asked the question.
Kui temalt küsiti üks küsimus.
What do we need to do to do the work of God?
Mida me peame tegema, et teha issanda tööd?
That's the questions the disciples asked Jesus.
See on see, mida jüngrid küsisid Jeesuse käest.
How do I do the work?
Kuidas ma teen issanda tööd?
And what did Jesus say?
Ja mis Jeesus vastas neile?
That your job
teie ülesanne
is to believe
on uskuda
in the one he has sent.
Sellesse, kes ta on saatnud.
See, our work
vaadake, et meie töö
is not about working really hard and
et asi ei ole raskelt töö tegemist.
And trying to help everybody.
Üritades kõiki ulult aidata.
Our job
meie ülesanne
is to believe.
On uskuda.
Believe that God is who he said he is.
Uskuda, et Jeesus, Jumal on see, keda ta ütleb, et on.
And that he can do what he said he can do.
Uskuda seda, et Jumal saab teha seda, mida ta on lubanud
can
teha.
We just believe?
Kas me võiksime lihtsalt uskuda
that God will do these things.
Et Jumal teeb neid asju.
God asked me to pray for young people with self-harm.
Jumal tol hetkel palus mulle palvetada siis noorte inimeste, kes on ennast kahjustanud.
And I'm struggling.
Ja siis ma peas võitan nagu endale.
I don't know if I can believe this, God.
Ma ei tea, kas ma usun seda Jumalat.
Help me to believe it.
Jumal, aita mul uskuda sellist asja.
And God said to me,
Jumal ütles mulle,
how big do you think I am?
Jumal küsis mu käest, kui suur sa arvad, et ma olen?
How big?
Kui suur?
Do you think I'm big enough to handle this situation?
Kas sa usad, et ma olen piisavalt suur, et selle olukorraga toime tulla?
And I was like, yeah.
Ma mõtlesin, et no.
He said, how big do you think the devil is?
Ja siis ta küsis, kui suur sa arvad, et saatan on?
Because I recently made a call for young people to come forward with self-harm and depression.
Ma kutsusin noored ette, et nendest palvetada, kes on, kellel on depressioon olnud.
And there were 500 young people in the room.
Ja selles ruumis oli 500 noort inimest.
And 150 of them came forward.
Ja 150 inimest tulid ette.
That's one in four young people.
See on üks neljast noorest inimesest.
Were struggling
kes maadlevad
with a mental health issue.
Mentaalsete tervise probleemidega.
And you know what was really bad?
Ja tead, mis oli päris hull seal asja juures?
I wasn't surprised.
Ja ma polnud üldse üllatunud.
I think I got to a place
ma jõudsin ühte kohta
where I believed
kus ma uskusin
in the power of sin
patu väesse
over the power of God.
Rohkem kui Jumala väesse.
I'm not surprised when the enemy is doing big things.
Ma ei olnud üllatunud, et vaenlane teeb suuri asju.
But I doubt to believe that God can fix them.
Aga ma kahtlesin jõhkralt, et Jumal saab neid parandada need probleemid ära.
In fact, I realized I do this more often than I think.
Ja ma jõudsin mul jõudis kohale, et ma teen seda palju rohkem.
And can I challenge you, church? I think maybe you do as well.
Kas ma võin sulle väljakutse esitada, sest võib-olla sina ka kahtled rohkem kui usud.
Let me ask you like this.
Kas ma küsin teistmoodi?
Do you ever worry?
Kas sa kunagi tegeled muretsemisega?
Do you ever worry?
Kas sa kunagi muretsed?
I've realized
ma jõudsin arusaamisele.
The worry
et muretsemine
is increasing your faith
on suure oma usu suurendamine
for something bad to happen.
Sellesse, et midagi halba võiks juhtuda.
Because that's what worry is.
See, mis mure on.
This thing is going to happen if I do that.
Need asjad juhtuvad mulle, kui ma teen nii.
This bad thing is going to happen if I go there.
Need alad asjad juhtuvad mulle, kui ma lähen sellesse kohta.
We increase our expectation for something bad to happen.
Me suurendame oma ootust millegi halva juhtumise suhtes.
I believe the power of the enemy over the power of God. What's wrong?
Midagi on valesti. Ma usun vaenlase väge rohkem kui Jumala väge.
God said, how big do you think I am?
Jumal küsis, Liam, kui suur sa arvad, et ma olen?
And he revealed to me in scripture how
ja,
big he is.
Ja ta näitas Jumala sõnast mulle, kui suur ta on.
You see, in the Bible,
vaata piiblis,
The Bible describes the enemy
Piibel kirjeldab vaenlast
as like somebody who fell to the ground like a lightning bolt.
Nagu keegi mis tuli maapinnale nagu üks välk.
So the size reference we get for the enemy
see suuruse võrdlus vaenlase jaoks
is the size of a lightning bolt.
Et see on nagu üks välk, mis tuleb nagu maa peale.
Now that's pretty big.
See on päris korralikult suur ikkagi.
But the Bible says about God
aga kui Piibel kirjeldab Jumalat
that he holds the whole universe
siis tõdeb, et Jumal hoiab kogu universumi
in his hand.
Oma käes.
Lightning bolt
valgus välk
universe
ja terve universum.
Lightning bolt
üks välk
universe
terve universum.
That is the size difference.
See on see suuruse erinevus.
It is not an equal match.
See ei ole üldse võrreldav
between God and the enemy.
Kui võrreldav Jumalat ja
vaenlast. It's not a boxing fight.
See ei ole mingisugune
where you don't know who's going to win.
Võrdne mats, kus sa ei tea, kes võidab.
God is so much bigger than the enemy.
Jumal on nii palju suurem kui
vaenlane. That it is impossible.
See on üldse võimatu.
It is impossible.
See on üldse võimatu.
To scale the enemy small enough.
Et üldse neid võrrelda.
It's not like me and Evo fighting.
See ei ole üldse nagu mina ja Liam võitleksime.
And you all know I'd win that one, right?
Te kõik teaksite, et Liam võidaks.
Did you translate? It would be like me.
See oleks nagu et mina
fighting the dust off the floor.
Võitlen tolmu kübeme vastu.
God is so much bigger.
Jumal on nii palju suurem.
I've just got to believe.
Ma lihtsalt pean uskuma sellesse.
150 young people standing in the
150 noort inimest seis lava ees.
And we start praying.
Siis maksime nendest palvetama.
For them to be set free.
Et nad võiksid saada vabaks.
And one girl
üks tüdruk
starts crying out.
Hakkab jõhkralt nutma.
Shaking uncontrollably.
Päriseb üleni.
Just screaming out.
Ja karjub välja asju.
We pray for her.
Me palvetame tema eest.
And after we finish praying.
Peale palvet.
She tells us the story.
Ta räägib oma loo.
That she had taken her hair straighteners.
Ta oli oma siis juukse sirgendaja võtnud.
And she had burned X's into her arm.
Sellega oli ta kõrvetanud X tähed oma käe peale.
She couldn't handle life anymore.
Ta ei suutnud elu enam toime tulla.
And it was the only thing she knew what to do.
Ja see oli ainuke asi, mida oskas selle peale teha.
And she burned these things into her arm.
Ja ta kõrvetas oma kätt sellega.
And after receiving prayer,
ja peale palvetamist,
the marks were completely gone.
Need põletuse jäljed täielikult kadusid tema käe pealt.
Completely gone.
Täielikult kadusid.
Not only that, but then somebody else came up on stage
ja pärast tuli keegi veel lavale
and shared their story.
Ja jagas oma loo.
And they shared that recently they had been baptized.
Ja ta ütles, et iluti mind ristiti.
And they had self-harmed
ja nad olid ennast lõikanud.
And cut their arm.
Olid oma kätt lõikanud.
And then when they were baptized,
siis kui neid ristiti,
they had the scars going in.
Ja neil oli nii, et need haavad läksid vee alla.
But coming back out,
aga välja tulles vee
she alt, had no scars.
Ei olnud enam haavu.
Completely healed.
Täielikult tervenesid need.
Then another girl.
Ja siis oli üks järgmine truk.
Got up on stage.
Tuli lava peale.
And shared how she had carved words into her leg.
Ta oli lõikanud mingit sõnu oma jalga.
That's what the enemy had done to somebody.
See on see, mida vaenlane teeb mõne inimesega.
Got them to believe that's the only way out.
Ta paneb neid uskuma, et see ongi mingi tee välja.
But after receiving prayer,
aga peale palvetamist,
her leg was completely healed and the scars had gone.
Tema jalg oli täiesti tervenenud ja haavad olid kadunud.
God is so much bigger
Jumal on nii palju suurem,
than we can even comprehend.
Et me üldse, ei,
I need somebody to believe that
ma
today.
Täna hommikul, et keegi
that
seda
God üldse. Is a lot bigger than you think
et
he is.
Suurem, kui sa arvad, et on.
But then the question is,
ja siis küsimus on,
why aren't we seeing these amazing things all the time?
Ja miks me näeme neid
if he
asju?
Is so big,
kui tema on nii suur.
Why is there not 1,000 people in this room?
Miks siin ruumis ei ole praegu 1,000 inimest?
Where's the stop? Where's the block?
Kus see siis see sein on ees? Kus see takistus on?
Can I challenge us?
Ma võin teile väljakutse täna hommikul esitada.
And just say, maybe we are.
Ja öelda, et võib-olla äkki meie oleme need takistus.
Maybe the church is.
Võib-olla kogudus on see takistus.
Every time we see a sick person walk past.
Iga kord, kui me näeme, et haige inimene kõnib mööda.
And we don't pray.
Ja me ei palveta tema eest.
We actually restrict that moment.
Ja siis me tegelikult piirame selle momendiga.
For God to break in.
Et Jumal võiks murda sisse selle haige inimese
ellu. Can God break in without us?
Kas Jumal saab murda selle
inimese sisse? Yes, of course.
Ellu ilma meieta jah, ta saab.
But God has chosen.
Aga Jumal on otsustanud ja
valinud. To work through his church.
Töötada läbi oma koguduse.
Jesus said all authority in heaven on earth has been given to me.
Jeesus ütles, et kogu autoriteet taevas ja maa peal on antud mulle.
And I give it to the church.
Ja ma annan selle koguduse kätte.
We are, we have the authority. We are the light of God. We are the soul of the earth. We are it, people.
Meil on see autoriteet. Me oleme maailma valgus.
We are God's plan A, plan B, plan C. It is us. It is only us. It is the church. It is his bride that is his plan.
Me oleme Jumala plaan A, Jumala plaan B ja me oleme tema plaan.
We are it, people.
Me olemegi see plaan.
And what stops us
ja mis meid takistab?
Is not our work.
Mitte meie töö.
It is not our hard work, our efforts.
Mitte see raske töö ja meie
pingutused. Our striving, our faithfulness, that's not the problem.
Meie ustavus, see ei ole üldse probleem.
You're doing that already.
Sa teed seda ju kogu aeg niikuni.
What's our problem?
Aga meie probleem on
is our belief.
On meie uskumine.
It's our faith.
On meie usk.
That's why Jesus said to the disciples so many times.
Jeesus ütles oma jüngritele nii mitmeid kordi.
Why do you have such little faith?
Miks te nii vähe usku on?
When will you start to believe that I am who I say I am?
Millal te küll hakkate uskuma, et ma olen see, kes ma ütlen, et ma olen?
And we need to believe
ja me peame uskuma,
that every time we pray,
et iga kord, kui me palvetame,
it makes a difference in this world.
Et see muudab seda maailma kuidagi
paremaks. It makes a difference.
See teeb seda maailma paremaks.
Let me tell you this. Even when you pray
isegi kui sa palvetad,
and nothing happens,
ja midagi juhtu,
something has happened.
Midagi ikka juhtub.
Even if nothing's happened.
Isegi kui midagi juhtu näiliselt.
Something has happened.
Midagi kindlasti juhtub.
You don't know it.
Sa ei tea
you
seda.
Can't see it.
Sa ei näe
the
seda.
Other person doesn't know it.
See inimene
but it doesn't
seda.
Matter.
Aga sellest vahet
something
ei ole.
Has happened.
Midagi kindlasti
he
juhtub.
Is too big.
Ta on liiga
he
suur.
Is too in control.
Ta on liiga
he is too powerful.
Ta on liiga võimas.
Not to have done something.
Et midagi ei juhtuks.
We need let me put it like this. I'm going to I need a piece of paper.
Mul on vaja paberit.
I'm making this up.
Praegalt improviseerin siin.
Is that card? It might be too hard, but we'll try it. This could work. All right, I'm going to try something here.
Ma üritan siin praegalt proovida ühte asja.
You with me on this?
Olge.
I want to show you the power of prayer.
Ma tahan näha palve.
Ivo, can you hold this for me? Like that and pull it quite tight. Okay. Okay, great. Okay, hold it. Every time you pray,
iga kord sa palvetad,
what it does,
see, mis see palve teeb,
is it makes a gap in the darkness.
See teeb pimedusse ühe prao sisse.
The enemy is working in our world.
Vaenlane teeb tööd selles maailmas.
And every time you pray,
iga kord kui sa palvetad,
it makes a hole.
See teeb ühe väikse augu.
Okay? Makes another hole.
Ja siis jälle palvetad ja tuleb järgmine auk.
Light starts to break in.
Ja nüüd hakkab valgus läbi
paistma. You're praying for Estonia.
Sa palved Eesti
eest. Light starts
valgus
to break in. It's small to start with.
See on väike algus,
but it's there.
Aga see on siiski olemas.
God starts to break in.
Jumal hakkab
you
sisse murdma.
Praying.
Sa palvetad ja jätkab palvetamist.
You keep praying. Save souls. Saves. And then suddenly the darkness has broken and God can really move in Estonia.
Järsku pimedus on murtud ja Jumal saab liikuda Eestis.
Your tiny prayers may not break the whole thing.
Sinu väiksed palved võib-olla ei murra kogu asja.
But it adds to it.
Aga ta lisab sinna kindlasti.
See teeb midagi. I know you don't believe it yet, but start believing it now.
Ma tean, et sa ei usu seda võib-olla veel, aga hakka seda
uskuma. You might be the last prayer.
Sinu palve võib olla selles viimane palve.
The hold of the enemy over Estonia.
Mis murrab saatana väe Eesti üle.
It might be you.
See võid olla sina.
And then revival can move.
Ja siis ärkamine võib liikuda.
When you walk around the streets, people will come to you and say, "How do I get saved?"
Ja siis võib-olla juhtub nii, et inimesed tulevad tänaval sinu juurde ja küsivad, kuidas ma saan päästetud.
As you walk in the supermarket, ja siis, people touch you ja siis, and they get healed.
Ja siis sa kõnnid kuskil poes ja inimesed katsuvad sind ja läbi selle nad saavad terveks.
Because we've broken the power.
Sest me oleme murnud saatana väe.
We must believe in prayer.
Me peame uskuma palve väesse.
I want us as a church
ma tahan, et meie kui kogudus,
to become a really powerful praying church.
Et me saaksime võimsaks palvetavaks koguduseks.
to believe that no matter what walks through this door,
so usk sellesse, et mis iganes, kes iganes uksest läbi sisse kõnnib siia ruumi,
whether somebody is blind,
kas keegi on pime,
whether somebody needs family,
või kellegil on vaja perekonda,
or somebody needs a new job,
või kellegil on vaja uut töökohta,
even if somebody has died,
isegi mõni surnu, kes tuleb
tuoks läbi,
ma tahan, et me
uskuksime,
et palvevägi
can change things on this earth,
võib muuta selle maa peal asju.
And even if we don't see it
isegi
right away,
isegi ma kohe seda ei näe,
to believe that it will come,
et me siiski usuksime, et see tuleb.
Is that okay, church?
Kas see on vastuvõetav?
Do I need to keep going, or have you heard me?
Kas sa oled juba, kas see on kohale jõudnud?
I'll preach for 3 hours if I need to.
Ma võin kolm tundi pommitada, kui
have
vaja.
Have you heard the word today?
Kas on, su sõna on sõdamise
jõudnud? Believe.
Usu.
Believe in the power of prayer.
Usu palve väesse.
Whenever you see an example where somebody needs prayer, just pray.
Kui sa näed mingit vajadust, kus keegi vajab palvet, lihtsalt palveta.
Don't worry about being seen as too spiritual.
Ära muretse sellepärast, et keegi vaatab, et sa oled ülivaimulik.
There's no such thing.
Siks tas ei ole olemas.
Just pray.
Lihtsalt mine ja palveta.
We have 10 minutes left, 9 minutes left.
Meil on mingi 9 minutit jäänud.
Shall we pray?
Kas võiksime palvetada?
Yes?
Yeah.
Let's pray today.
Palvetame täna
for Estonia.
Et Eesti.
Let's pray that more people would come to know Jesus.
Et rohkem inimesi Eestis võiks tunda Jeesust.
In fact, we're going to start by praying for our family and our friends.
Kõigepealt me tegelikult hakkame palvetama oma pere.
Pray that your brother, your sister, your mother, your boss, your colleague,
su kolleegid, su ülemus,
your friend,
su sõber,
that they would come to know Jesus.
Et nad võiksid tunda Jeesust.
So Tompea Church, would you stand up with me?
Tompea Church, kas sa tõuseks püsti koos minuga?
We now have 8 minutes.
Meil on 8 minutit.
And we're going to use every single second of those minutes to pray.
Iga selle minuti sekundid ära.
Prayer is not always easy.
Et palvetada, aga palve ei ole alati.
Doesn't always feel good.
See alati ei tunne.
Sometimes it's tiring.
Võib-olla see mõnikord see
väsitab. But we must pray.
Aga me siiski peame
palvetama. If you need to get onto the aisles, get onto the aisles.
Kui sa pead liikuma natukene
vahekäikudesse, siis tee seda. Get on your knees.
Kui sa pead põlvitama, siis põlvita.
If you need to shout it, shout
it. Lihtsalt palves hõiskama, siis
let's all pray out loud together.
Aga hakkame kõik koos palvetama.
And pray that our friends and our family, name them.
Ja naabrid ja tuttavad saaks.
Pray that they would come to know Jesus.
Et nad tuleksid Jeesust tundma.
Okay, church, let's lift our voices.
Kogudus, tõstame oma
hääled. Lift our voices.
Ja hakkame palvetama.
Come on, let's pray.
Palvetame.
Let's pray.
Palvetame.
Pray for your mother.
Palveta oma ema eest.
Your father.
Oma isa eest.
Your brother, your sister.
Oma vend ja õde.
Pray for your boss. Pray for your workplace.
Palveta oma töökoha ja oma ülemuse eest.
Pray for your football team.
Palveta oma jalgpallimeeskonna eest.
Pray for everybody.
Palveta kõigi eest.
Pray for people in this church.
Palveta nende inimeste siin koguduses.
Come on, let's believe it.
Usume seda.
Let's believe it.
Usume sellesse.
You may not see a change today.
Sa võib-olla ei näe muutust
täna. But believe that something is happening.
Aga usu, et midagi juhtub selle läbi.
Believe it, press in.
Usu, pressi sisse.
Don't let yourself get tired.
Ära lase väsinuks saada.
Walk up and down if you need to. Walk up and down. Move yourself. Jesus, do it, Lord God. Break in. Break in. The holes that the enemy has, change them, break them, Lord God. Jesus, move in this place.
Jeesus, liigu siin
paigas. I pray for Tompea Church.
Ma palan, et Tompea kogudus.
That we would see amazing things happening here.
Näeksid vägevad
asju sündimas. People would be healed in this place.
Inimesed saaksid terveks siin paigas.
The people would be set free in this place.
Inimesed saaksid vabaks
paigas. The leaders would be trained in this place.
Et demonid lahkuksid
paigas. The people would come off the streets to come to this church.
Et inimesed tänavatel tuleksid siia
kogudusse. People would wander in and say, I don't know why, but I just needed to be here.
Inimesed juhuslikult tuleksid siis
sisse. Come on, church, let's pray, let's pray. You got 6 minutes left. Lift up Estonia. You're breaking it. You're breaking the hold.
Me murrame sidumised.
Let the light shine in. Let the light shine in. Come on, we are the answer. We are the answer.
Me oleme vastus.
Jesus empowered us with the authority.
Jeesus andis meile autoriteedi.
Claim Estonia.
Võta Eesti endale, nõua Eesti endale, Eesti vaba.
Jesus, I pray for my brother.
Jeesus, ma palvetan.
That he would come to know you, God.
Ma palvetan oma venna
eest. That he would be a member of your church.
Et ta tuleks kirikusse.
That God, he'd be a leader in your church. Lord God, I pray for him.
Et temast saaks üks juhtkogus.
Jesus, I pray for my sister-in-law, God.
Jeesus, ma palun oma
save her, I pray.
Eest, et ta võiks päästetud saada.
Move in her, Lord God.
Liigu tema südames.
Jesus, I pray for her right now. Move in her life, Jesus.
Jeesus, liigu tema elus.
Break the chains, Lord God. Help her to see you. Help her to hear you.
Aita tal näha sind.
Come on, let's continue to pray. We got 4 minutes
Jätkame
left.
Palvetamist. Meil on 4 minutit
let's
jäänud.
Believe it. Let's not back down.
Usume sellesse, ärme tagane.
Speak out in tongues if you need to.
Palveta
cry
kiltis,
out. List people. List people. It's not easy. Sometimes it's tough. Let's press in.
See, ole võib-olla lihtne, aga
let's believe that this service today is going to make a difference
see,
in the country of Estonia, in the city of Tallinn.
See, muudab
These
siin
prayers that you're praying are significant. The prayers of the righteous man are both powerful and effective.
Õiglase mehe mõjuvõimas palve saadab palju korda, nagu sõna ütleb.
Blessing God, blessing God, blessing God, bless you God, bless you God, bless you God. Name your street, name the street that you live on.
Palvetuma tänava eest, kus sa elad.
Pray for people that live in your flats.
Palveta, kes elavad selles samas korteri
Pray
majas.
That because you live there.
Sest et sina, kuna sina elad
people
seal.
Will get saved.
Peaksid inimesed hakkama
Pray for the person
saama.
That lives next door.
Palvetuma naabri
Pray for them, pray for them. Believe that they could give their life.
Usu, et nad annavad oma elu Jeesusele.
Come on guys, press in.
Palvetuma
press
veel.
In. Believe it. I know it's hard work sometimes.
Ma tean, et see on tegelikult üks
We got two minutes, two and a half minutes left. Let's pray. Come on.
Palvetame.
Move yourself if you need to. I pray for the youth ministry of this church.
Ma palun, et selle koguduse
that it would see hundreds of teenagers come to know you.
Näeksid sadu inimesed päästetud tulemas.
That it would see amazing outbreaks of miracles.
Et nad näeksid imesid võimsalt.
And of transformation of lives.
Elude muutumisi.
That people would be set free.
Et inimesed saaksid vabaks.
That people would find destiny.
Et nad leiaksid oma kutsumise.
I ask it in your name, Jesus.
Ma palun Jeesuse Kristuse nimel seda.
Lord, we believe you.
Me usume sind, Jeesus.
We believe you, God.
Me usume sind, Jeesus.
We believe that you want to work here.
Ma usun, et sa tahad
We believe you want to move powerfully in this place. We believe in it. We believe you are big enough
Ma usun, et sa oled
to save 3,000 in a day. We believe it, God.
Et sa võid päästa 3,000 inimest ühe päevaga.
We believe that you are more than
Et sa oled piisavalt
We believe
suur.
In your power, God.
Me usume sinu väesse, Jumal.
We believe in your power.
Me usume sinu väesse, Jumal.
And we believe in the power of prayer.
Me usume palve väesse,
Jesus,
Jumal.
Move upon
Jeesus,
this place.
Liiku meie südametes eludes.
One more minute.
Üks minut veel. Palvetame veedas.
Let's use every second of church today.
Kasutame iga sekundi ära, et palvetada.
Let's use every second to give glory to God.
Kasutame iga sekundi ära, et anda au Jumalale.
Come on, 13 seconds, lift every second, lift every second, come on. Jesus, bless this church. May there be such an outbreak in this church, Lord God, of people coming to see you. And we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and every single person said, Amen.
Amen.
Come on, say Amen.
Amen.
When we're saying Amen, we're saying let it be.
Kui me ütleme Amen, siis me ütleme, et nõnda sündigu.
Let it be that Estonia would be changed.
Nõnda sündigu, et Eesti saab päästetud.
And can I just speak over this church, Ivo?
Kas ma võin rääkida selle koguduse üle praegult?
I pray that God... No, let me say it like this. Ivo, God says to you...
Jumal ütleb.
Would you make space?
Kas ma teeks ruumi?
If you make space...
Kui ma teen ruumi...
I'll fill the space.
Siis ma täidan selle paiga.
If you make space...
Kui sa teed ruumi...
Believe in me...
Ja usud minusse,
I will fill that space.
Ma täidan selle paiga ära.
I pray for more services.
Ma palun, et rohkem teenistusi saaks toimuma siin.
I pray for more buildings.
Ma palun, et rohkem
host Tom Pierre Church.
Uusi hoone, hoone
tuleks. I pray for more young people.
Ma palun, et rohkem noori inimesi tuleks.
I pray for more older people.
Ma palun, et rohkem vanu inimesi tuleks.
I pray that this building would be too small.
Ma palun, et see hoone jääks liiga väikseks selle koguse.
Make space.
Tee ruumi juurde.
And God will fill it.
Et Jumal täidab selle ruumi
ise ära. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jeesuse vägeval nimel.
Bless you, God.
Tänu sulle, Jeesus.
Bless you, God.